Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners who want the confidence to grow without having to hustle 24/7. I'm Libby Langley, your host, award-winning No BS business coach and Amazon best-selling author. Join me each week to learn simple and practical strategies for growing your business, growing your profits, growing your confidence, and for having fun in business too. Here's this week's episode. How are you doing? Are you feeling good or are you feeling overwhelmed? Probably the latter, but maybe the former too. You know, they're not mutually exclusive. However, overwhelm, yeah, it's a big thing. It's a big deal. It's a reality. It's hard. And it just kind of piles up. And I think that as business owners, we sometimes don't really think about how overwhelmed we actually are a lot of the time. That's what I would say. So today's episode of Life in Business with me, Libby Langley, is all about escaping the overwhelm and all about helping you to, you know, feel differently, right? To start on the path of not being overwhelmed. There should be, what would there be? What's the word? Like, oh, just luxurious chilledness, something like that. So that's what we're aiming for, right? First of all, it is important for me to say that business is hard, okay? Anybody who thinks this is the easy option is not right. It's not the easy option. It's the fun option, but it's not always easy, right? It becomes easier. That is absolutely true. And actioning what I'm going to talk about today will certainly help that. But yeah, it's not the easy option. The easy option is to get a job, to stay in that job forever, get your salary, go home, don't worry about it. Bosh. Okay. That's not it. But we choose this path. We choose this path of freedom and choice and roller coasters, you know, all the things that come with having your own business and having to wear many hats and having a weirdly unstructured time of things, particularly if you work from home. You know, you live in your office, which is just really weird when you think about it like that. But all of that facilitates the magic. Yeah. And the magic is being able to do what you like when you like. Kind of as simple as that, really, to make all your own choices, to be your own boss, to be in control, to never really have to answer to anyone. And yet, that's not the reality always, is it, right? The reality is often that we forget that we can make the choices. We forget that we are completely in control. We wake up one day and think, well, shit me, I've created a job for myself. And I don't know how that happened. And hourly rate ain't as good as the last job I had. Yeah. And it happens so often. You know, I've worked with thousands and thousands, like 6,500 business owners since I started my business. And pretty much everyone has a very similar tale. Yeah. And I've been through it too. Absolutely. Oh my goodness me. I mean, certainly as well with being autistic ADHD, overwhelmed like a mega thing, because overwhelmed can just mean I have to leave the house today. That is too much. So I think we have a lower threshold perhaps for overwhelm. I don't know. Or for becoming overwhelmed. But, you know, what I'm talking about here is that kind of like constant grind and pressure that you forget you feel almost because it's normal. And you know, it shouldn't be, right? There should be a feeling of freedom and light and excitement coupled with the worries and fears and all that that kind of go with having a business, right? But if there isn't that feeling of contentment and kind of lightness, then something needs to change, because that's overwhelm, it's a precursor to burnout, it's rubbish, right? Utterly rubbish. So business is hard. We know that, we accept that, but business is always also tons of fun. Yeah, I don't know, there's nothing, I love it. You know, I just, it's the thing that makes me happiest. I don't know, I I love my business. I love running my business. I love other people's businesses. I love talking about business. I love learning about business. I love watching documentaries about business people. It's kind of like an obsession of mine, which is lucky, that I'm in the line of work that I am. But it also has a kind of darker side too. And I think one of those things, and if you can hear that noise in the background, it is my cat yelling her head off because she's not been fed for 45 minutes, but she's not on this floor, so you can't hear it, but it's distracting me, that's for sure. She goes, meow, meow. Honestly, she's 19 and a half, and she doesn't know what hard life is, but from that yelling, you'd think she had it rough. Okay, so business. One of the reasons that overwhelm kind of creeps in is following other people's dreams, right? Not taking stock of actually what the blimmin' heck you want from your business. You know, we start businesses often in the line that we've worked in before, but we can do it better ourselves, which obviously we can, right? We do it better ourselves, but the only model that we know is the model that we had when we were in work, you know, the 9-to-5, the structure, all this. And what people on Instagram or LinkedIn tell us is successful and is how to do things. You know, the 5 a.m. starts. A couple of episodes ago, I did an episode about Room 101, you know, things that you want to chuck in and get rid of. So go back and listen to that, because I think that will help, if you haven't already, that will help add another layer to what I'm talking about today, because all of those things add to the overwhelm. So yeah, following other people's dreams, you know, and not taking the time to think what you actually do want. And so one of the first ways to escape overwhelm, to escape this kind of overwhelming situation, you've created it for yourself, but not in a, that's not in a, well, it's your fault, you did it, you're the problem. It's just, none of us know any other way. None of us know any other way until we start doing stuff and then we realize it's right or it's wrong. Okay. That's how life is. So this, there's no blame here for sure. But it's like, if something's not right and you're feeling a bit overwhelmed, there is actually a different way. Okay. So escaping overwhelm is what we want to do. And the first way to do that is decide what you want. Decide what you want, decide what you want to do, decide how you want your business to look. Doesn't matter where you are today, right? This is not to say you immediately stop everything that you're doing, okay? This is like a transition period that you go into. And this is exactly what I do with my clients inside my Confidence to Grow program, right? This is what we work through. And it's really, really deep, deep stuff. But what I'm telling you today and helping you with today, it's going to give you a good start, okay? So, and then come join us in Confidence to Grow when you realize that you need someone to help you with it. So what do you actually want? What matters to you? What do you care about? What's your vision? You know, how would you like things to be? And it can be a slightly different kind of makeup to what you set up, feeling to what you have at the moment, or it could be wildly different. Right? It kind of doesn't matter. It's the honesty with yourself that matters. So just taking the time, you know, go for a walk and think, what would be really great? And then write all that stuff down. What would be really great? What would be like the ideal situation? And this really, it's not about money, generally speaking. You know, money matters in that you need to earn a certain amount of money to have the life that you want. But I'm damn sure that's not just 10K months, you know, might be £1,500 a month, might be, I don't know, 20 grand a month. It depends on your lifestyle. It depends on your financial commitments. It depends on all sorts of stuff. But generally speaking, it's not really about the money, this. It's about the feeling. Because when you feel right and you're not so overwhelmed, more money comes. And I don't know how that happens, but it's true. It's true, because I think that you're putting out these vibes of like chill positivity, just a confidence in yourself. And that's really why I called my program Confidence to Grow, because it is this quiet inner confidence that is exactly what kind of unlocks future growth. Yeah. So it's not woo, it's just, I don't know, you feel better, therefore things don't feel as hard. I think that's kind of the science of it. So what do you want? What matters to you? What would be just oh so good if business was like that, then life would be like that, you know? Think about that and write it down and you know, take time to kind of ponder over it and write a list of this, and also write what you don't want, right? Write what's wrong at the minute. Write where the overwhelm comes from. Get specific with it. And the more specific you are, the more kind of really deeply honest you are about everything, then actually the better you start to feel, because you can start to see what needs to change. Just to give you an example, it's like if your clients, if you're truly honest, you don't like the fact that your clients contact you in the evening, well, then you've got some boundaries to put in place. Yeah. You know what, you can see what starts to need to happen to manage the overwhelm. Yeah. But you've got to get it all out first. You've got to get the feeling stuff out, and you've got to get the like actual physical, tangible stuff out. And I bet you, if you do that, you will already feel better. You will already see the start of, I can see what needs to change. And you'll probably have a really long list of stuff that you don't want and that isn't right. But that's good. You know, you can see what needs changing. So yeah, the longer the list, the better, right? And that feeling of, oh, wouldn't it be great if it was just like this? Yeah. Will probably, and it entirely depends on what your business model is, but will probably be actually, you know, fewer clients, nicer relationships, you know, that kind of thing. And you'll be able to see how you are perhaps chasing somebody else's dream, chasing what you should be doing, growing a business that actually isn't the business that you want. And I've done this, oh my goodness me, so many times in the 13 years I've been in business. But like to start with, you know, I started doing training, social media training and kind of business strategy consultancy, which is, I mean, now we call it business coaching, right? But and the training I love, you know, I like doing training. I like teaching people things and seeing what difference it makes. But it's just a tool, you know, and kind of misses the stuff that I really care about, which is what, yeah, but are you happy? Are you happy? Are you happy? Yeah, but are you happy? You know, that's what really, really matters to me. And, you know, ultimately, I think to everybody, you know, happiness is an underrated thing to be, right? And so when I first started, I started out doing that. And then I did social media management, which I never liked doing. I never enjoyed it. I thought it was boring. And that's no disrespect to some of the fantastic clients that I had. You know, a lot of them I'm still in touch with. I found the doing, creating content for somebody else, is just, it's really boring. and if you don't find it boring, then you are a diamond, right? You know, it's a fantastic service to be able to offer people. But and we were hugely successful, 40 odd clients that we managed social media for and all of that. But yeah, not my dream, right? Made a lot of money, but not interesting to me. And it's really hard to admit, I mean, it's not hard now, but it's hard to admit that when you're in it, because it's like you failed, right? It's like, well, I've built this really successful business, but I don't like it. And that, it's just, it's such a challenging thing to go through, but go through it you can. I've been through it. And, you know, I've said lots of times before that, you know, I made my whole team redundant. I mean, that's a horrible thing to have to do. The pressure, you know, when you're the boss, it all sits on your shoulders. But that's a truly horrible thing to do for you and for them, obviously. But yeah. But if it's not right, you've got to put on your big pants and do this stuff, because the whole point of having a business is about making your life better, making your life happier, creating the life that you want. So you've got to do this tough stuff. And I hope that you don't have to make such tough decisions as that. But yeah, been through it, mate. So I understand how challenging it can be. But that's It's you've got to escape your own the overwhelm of your own creation. You know, that's the stuff that you can control and you can make a change with. I think it would be helpful to you to download the free guide that I've got. It's actually called Escape the Overwhelm, coincidentally. But go to libbylangley.com/guide. And it's a really detailed guide to getting through this and things that you need to do and things to think about. So I do suggest that you get that. It's completely free. And obviously, if you want to join Confidence to Grow, join Confidence to Grow, right? But get the freebie and it will be helpful. So libbylangley.com/guide will be helpful for you. So how else can you practically start to escape this overwhelm? Well, you can say no to more stuff. Saying no is one of the most powerful things that we can all do. And I'm pretty good at it now. But I haven't been. I've never been a people pleaser. I think maybe that's because I'm autistic. I don't know. We live inside ourselves, not externally, a bit more, I guess. I don't know. But I've never classed myself as a people pleaser. But I know I've gone along to things, joined in with things that actually I don't want to and don't make me feel right, or perhaps aren't aligned to the way where I want the business to go. And actually, I think my weak spot is joining high-level coaching programs. Over the years, I don't know, I must have spent 120 grand on self-development and stuff. And some of it's been absolutely incredible, really invaluable. Some of it has been super experienced. I've met some brilliant people, and some of it has been a waste of time. Not entirely. You always learn something from something. But, you know, one thing that I am learning is I don't need to do that in order to be better, in order to serve people better. It's a confidence thing, right? Isn't it? But sometimes investing in something really super high level, you know, 10 grand plus, 20 grand even, you know, it's a lot of money. And it has an impact on everything. And so saying no to things like that, it's the should thing, right? Well, at my stage of business, my level of experience, all this, I should be in a higher level program. Who says? You know, you don't have to be, yeah? You can find the thing that suits you. And actually, that had a real influence on the pricing of my Confidence to Grow. I'm digressing here, but the pricing of my Confidence to Grow program could be high level, right? Absolutely could be high level in terms of cost, but it's not. And it's not deliberately because I don't want it to be, because that would add overwhelm for me and change the entire dynamic. So it's an accessible price for lifetime access to me for sure. I'll do another episode about that. But but there's lots of ways that you kind of can add overwhelm onto your own shoulders there. But saying no to more, saying no to what events you go to. I'm great at booking stuff and then not going in the end because I perhaps should have had 24 hours of thinking about it, of thinking about how overwhelmed I might just feel with life, and is taking that day out actually gonna be right? You know, and you can obviously save yourself a lot of money there, but you can minimize your overwhelm. And saying no to the way that you deliver your services. You know, there's be some ways that it doesn't suit you, but you do it because that's how other people do it, or that's how you've always done it. But you can change it. Yeah, all of this stuff you can change. And actually, to make changes during something that already exists is often not as hard as you think. You know, shifting all the calls to the same day, people generally speaking are fine with stuff like that. You know, shifting the time of day. Rather than doing it from calls from 8 till 9 at night, you do them from 4 till 5. I don't know, you know, whatever suits you and your clients. But you can change all of these things. And sometimes it is just shifting calls an hour either way that can, or a day either way, that can minimize a ton of overwhelm. It doesn't always have to be complicated, right? Which is why I say, or big stuff, you don't have to make all your stuff redundant. But this is why I say make this list of what you want, what you don't want, And that will help you see stuff. And this list, right, is just for you. I mean, share it with me. I would love that. Share it with me, but you don't have to put it on Instagram or LinkedIn, right? This is what I like about my business. This is what I don't like. You don't have to do that. But the real honesty of sharing what's good and what's not so good is the way to start changing it. Absolutely the way to start changing it. So yeah, saying no to more is a massive, massive way to minimize the overwhelm and the expectation you have of yourself. Because we expect an awful lot of ourselves, right? And one thing I have learned over the years is that I do not have sustainable high energy. I do not. I mean, I think I've always known this. I've always slept an awful lot, right? And if there's, in my early 20s, you know, the going out or being home really late, kind of 2-3 in the morning, not just at people's houses, not necessarily like partying. The next night, I'd go to sleep at 6:30. You know, energy has always been a thing for me. And I do think that's a neurodivergent thing I've kind of realized. But I've entirely forgotten what the point of that was. Oh, energy. Yeah. So I can't sustain high level energy. So I don't try anymore because I can't do it. I can do it in bursts, but why push yourself to be something you're not in a way you're not? You can't function in a different energy space than the one that suits you for long. Yeah. Because you'll burn out. You'll simply burn out. You know, if I was on all day, every day, like switched on, hyper energetic, I'd die by the weekend. So don't try and do it. Yeah. So say no to the things that you don't naturally fit with. And that's very different to pushing yourself slightly, because we can all hide in fear, right? But actually, if we just step out the front door, look, people, a whole world. So I don't mean that, but I mean, you know, work in accordance with how your body works. Yeah, it's kinder and it's easier, and you'll get further by not pushing against yourself. So say no to more. And really, the thing, the kind of key of escaping overwhelm, I think, is to be totally, completely, utterly honest with yourself. Real deep levels of truth and honesty here. And it's not about, right, well, honestly, actually, I'm a bit shit at doing that. I don't mean that. I mean the, because, I mean, if that is the case, then outsource that thing, whatever it is. But it's not about that. It's not that kind of nitpicking, ugly self-talk, right? It's about, this is what I want. And this is what I don't want. And so being absolutely honest with yourself, writing it down in the first instance, is the key to escaping the overwhelm of everything. And then you can make decisions based on what you know to be true and how you really feel. And once you say, do you know what? I don't want to go to any big events because I find them really noisy and I find them really draining, whatever, don't go to them. There's alternatives. Or actually, I think maybe I need to see a few more people. Then you can find the right places for yourself. You know, you can make, once you've done the honesty exercise of what you want and what you don't want, then that's just such a strong starting point. And you will be leaps and bounds ahead of so many other people. Because people just don't do this. You know, I didn't do it for a long time. I 10 years? No, not quite 10 years, but certainly for the first 5 years in my business, I never even thought about this. I was just like, oh, look at this. This is exciting. Push, 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 high energy. Oh yeah, no, now I can't do this anymore. So I'm going to change everything and have horrible burnout and, you know, go completely the other way. And then probably over the next 5 years, 3 years, I did a lot of this work, you know, and I thought about it. And it's a continuing process because you change as you get older. And so everything needs to fit, but you're also far better at what you deliver. It doesn't take you as long. You know, there's a lot more kind of confidence that comes with age and experience as well. But yeah, I would love to know how this has kind of landed with you. But please do get that guide. Honestly, it'd be really helpful for you. LibbyLangley.com/guide. Completely free. You know, meaty. It's a meaty thing, but it will help. And make sure that you're on the right path to being who you want to be, right? Or who you are. Being who you are. You know, be angry, be passionate. Be all the things that you keep inside and let that shine and let that out, and it will make everything less overwhelming, because you're absolutely on the right path, the you path. Yeah, you're true to yourself, you're true to what you believe in, and it makes making decisions that cause overwhelm a darn sight easier, because you're just like, no, I don't want to. That's okay. I'm laughing because I've got to the stage of my mum said they're going away for Christmas with some other family, and mum said, you know, you should come, and I did just say I don't want to. so yeah, you know, it's okay to kind of say that, you know, you don't necessarily have to say it out loud like I did, but it, you know, say that to yourself, I don't want to, and then respond in the way that is appropriate for the circumstances. But knowing and accepting that you don't want to is a massive part of escaping this overwhelm that, you know, that kind of rears its head, or that you live in the state that you live in all the time. Yeah. Oh, fantastic. So thanks for listening today. Please do message me. I love it when I get messages from you. It's absolutely superb. And the chats that we have afterwards is great. So yeah, thanks for joining me today, and I'll see you next week. Lots of love. Bye. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review, as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.